Press TV's News in Brief. A UN Arab League envoy, Kofi Annan, says his six-point peace plan is the framework to ending the violence in Syria. He's called on all governments to work together and support a single peace process. Annan was addressing reporters after briefing the UN Security Council on the situation in Syria. Syria's UN ambassador says the success of Annan's peace plan depends on stopping the flow of weapons to armed groups. Bashar Jafari says Syrian government is fully committed to the six-point plan, but he says violence must stop if the plan is to be implemented. Tensions are on the rise in Saudi Arabia following the arrest of prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Namer al-Namer. In the city of Abu Mia, a funeral is held for a man killed during protests against Namer's arrest. Saudi forces shot and killed Akbar Hassan Shahouri and two others on Sunday. New figures released by human rights groups and UN agencies show that Israeli settler violence against Palestinians has increased. The number of violent incidents rose by more than a third last year alone. The attacks resulted in Palestinian casualties and property damage. Spanish police clashed with miners rallying in Madrid. At least two demonstrators have been injured. People from other walks of life have joined the miners to protest the government's austerity measures. Just ahead of the clashes, the Spanish premier announced new austerity measures worth 65 billion euros. Amnesty International calls on Bahrain's authorities to release prominent human rights activist Nabil Rajab. He's been sentenced to 3 months in jail on charges linked to his online post. This is the third time Rajab is being arrested in the past 2 months. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Western sanctions have failed to harm the country. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the nation is 100 times stronger than 30 years ago despite the sanctions. Ayatollah Khamenei was addressing the participants of the Women in Islamic Awakening Conference in Tehran. Japan is set to increase oil imports from Iran despite Western sanctions. Tokyo reduced oil shipments from Iran after European insurers stopped offering cover on Iranian crude. Now Japan is expanding the maritime coverage of its insurers and will be shipping up to 200,000 barrels of Iranian crude per day.